is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We give them away. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Actually, we allow you to create the content on the front page of the sites. And not only are there all kinds of free features like the webcam and the archives and live streams and all that, but you can also create the actual content that other listeners go and enjoy.
You can create it actually using Reddit.
Correct. So you have to have Reddit.
Right. So if you're already using Reddit, you should subscribe to the r Free Talk Live subreddit.
Right. You could go to the Reddit page on Reddit.com, but there's also, when you go to freetalklive.com, we have the same content from the subreddit that's displayed on our front page, and it looks more integrated with our
website. But like I use Reddit through an app on my iPad, so I subscribe to the Free Talk Live through my Reddit.
Excellent.
And so this way I can see those stories right on my iPad when I'm just looking at Reddit normally.
Right, so you can get Free Talk Live's content and your content, because what is our content is what you've submitted. If we didn't have listeners like you submitting content to the front page of the website, there would be a really boring website. So please go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And I don't know if you mentioned this, but I'm Ian.
And I'm Marcus.
All right, so we'll take your calls about anything here. That is kind of the point of the program. And when we get a chance tonight, we're a third of the way through this Edward Snowden interview, the half an hour long interview. We've just been playing clips of it throughout the week, actually, and I don't think we're going to finish getting through this. Just there's so much good information in what is essentially his first television interview. This German television company put this together, and they're heavily restricting access to this video. If you're not inside Germany, this is a very hard video to access, at least on a site like YouTube, where there's auto takedowns of this video. I tried uploading it to my own personal YouTube account, and it was taken down in less than an hour of it being uploaded. And of course, my account now has a copyright strike against it. So they're pretty serious about restricting this video, and we've been playing it as the week has gone on. We'll come back to that. I know, Marcus, you've got some pretty sad Bitcoin news.
Sure, yes.
We'll share that. Not for Bitcoin,
but
sad about
Bitcoin.
Apple.
Yeah.
And what they've done with the blockchain app. Of course, blockchain, sponsor of Free Talk Live in the past, and they're a great way to get a Bitcoin wallet on your favorite phone. Well,
right.
Until now, at least you could have it on Apple, on iOS devices, I guess,
right.
And that's become much more difficult. We'll get into the details on that. Your calls are welcome about whatever you want to share here at 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, and we'll put you on the air. You can, again, talk about anything that you want. So let's start with this blockchain story, because I actually saw the news last night and put it into my show prep, so we both actually came to the table with the same thing.
Okay, yeah. So this was written up a few places. This is from Wired.com, and it's titled Apple Yanks World's Most Popular Bitcoin Wallet from App Store.
Didn't they just go over a million wallets in December, I think it was?
Blockchain.info, yes. They hit a million, I guess, maybe total wallets or online wallets.
All of their wallets are online.
Right, right.
Some people access them through their phone, others access them through the web browser on their favorite laptop.
Right,
or desktop.
So it's not a million through the iPhone, but it's, yes, a million total.
But I imagine iPhone was a fairly significant chunk.
Yes, I read a number, I think it says it in this article.
Okay, great.
So Apple has removed the world's most popular Bitcoin wallet from its App Store. Late Wednesday, the tech giant yanked the blockchain.info app from the popular mobile app marketplace and did not provide a specific reason, says Nicholas Carey, the CEO of Blockchain. The app is currently used by about 120,000 people to send and receive the world's most popular digital currency. Blockchain users can still run the app on their iPhones and Macs.
So 120,000 Apple users.
Yes, 120,000 Apple users. But they will no longer be able to get software updates via Apple. There are more than 1 million blockchain users worldwide.
So wait, just to clarify, the app would still work? Because I've heard both that it does or it does not work.
Yes, the app should still work.
Okay. So if you already have it.
If you have it, you still have it.
Okay.
But what it means is if they come up with a bug fix or something, they can't push it out through Apple.
And anybody who's just bought an iPhone today will no longer be able to access it.
Right. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, you can't download it now.
Now, I know that with the Android phone, which is what I use, I could, for instance, send you the app installer. Can you still do that, I wonder?
I don't think so.
Would that be like a jailbroken phone
thing? You would need to jailbreak it.
What is a jailbroken phone?
So a jailbreak phone is basically if you take your phone, you can go through some certain steps to basically unlock. There's certain permissions that are set on the phone by the company, by Apple. And so you can go through some steps to basically get around that and unlock the phone so that you can use it more like a computer the way that you want. Now, this is actually against the terms of service.
Void your warranty.
Right, void your warranty. And so, you know, some people do it. I've never done it. I'm not saying I would never do it, but it's definitely more of a techie thing. Right.
I've heard that. Now, I'm going to presume that the jailbreaking is kind of the equivalent of what they call rooting on the Android phone.
Yeah.
Basically, it opens up all kinds of options that would previously be inaccessible to the user of the phone.
Yes.
You can load up, for instance, you can do wireless tether with the Android rooting, which is normally something you can't do with the phones without paying for some sort of special access or special apps. So it's an automatic increase in value of, you know, what you can do on the phone. But again, it does void warranty, and I've heard that it might even be illegal to do this. I don't know if that's true. It's what I've heard. Someone's made that claim multiple times.
I've heard similar. I mean, it's definitely you're not supposed to do it by what the company says, but I mean, you know, that's a little silly, right? Because you're paying for the device.
Yeah.
You own it. It's yours. You should be able to do with it whatever you want.
And I do. Yes. There's not a single phone. And since I've had smartphones, there's not a single one that I haven't rooted.
Yeah. So
it's fun. It's like a geek hobby thing.
It's definitely like a tech thing. You know, it saves for the regular Joe. You're probably not going to go through.
It can be intimidating.
Yeah.
There are steps that must be followed, and usually those steps must be followed in a very specific manner. And if you botch it up, you could, what they call, brick the phone, meaning that your phone might not turn on, or if it does turn on, it might have some weird exclamation point or something like that that you can't get past. So risk is involved here, and of course, if you brick your phone, you don't get to just call up Google or Apple and say, yeah, my phone, I was trying to root it, and no, you just basically have to get a new phone.
Right, and that's why they call it bricking, right? Because basically you've turned
a $700 paperweight or whatever, $200 paper.
Right. Apple could not immediately be reached for comment by Wired, but a copy of the email that he received from Apple, it says that the app had been, this is what Apple said, removed from the App Store due to an unresolved issue. So if that could be more vague, right? Whatever
translation, the NSA told us to pull this down.
Yeah, whatever the particulars of the removal, it's yet another bump in the road as Bitcoin struggles to gain mainstream acceptance. Before it got pulled, blockchain had been the only only Bitcoin wallet app available to Apple users. So this is true. So other Bitcoin apps that were created for Apple. They were kicked out of the App Store a while ago. So there was one company, and I forget the name, they built one specifically for Apple, and then, man, they got kicked out, and then they said, forget that.
And I know it wasn't easy for blockchain.info to get their app in the first place, to get it on the App Store. Because I remember in the beginning when we were advertising blockchain's wallets, we were advertising that you had to have a jailbroken iPhone originally to get their app. So at some point it was added into the store. Now, a year later or whatever, it's been yanked out of the store.
Yeah, so it's a big deal because it was in there a really long time when, like, Coinbase is a real big Bitcoin business. They had an app, and it only lasted maybe a month or two. Yeah, so I have the old Coinbase app. But I don't do anything with it because, you know, it basically you can't get updated.
It's going to be outdated real, you know.
Yeah, I don't even use the Coinbase one because it wasn't really a full app anyway when I first downloaded it.
So we're going to come back with more. Blockchain.info has actually issued a response to this.
Yes, they have.
So that's, I think, worth sharing. We're going to get into that. Again, this is the most popular Bitcoin app out there. And they've pulled it. They had over 120,000 users of this app. This has a huge impact on their user base as well. And some people are protesting. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Are you upset at Apple for pulling the blockchain app? If you're a Bitcoin person, the blockchain app was the only option through the Apple App Store as far as having a wallet for your Bitcoins on your iOS device, your iPad or your iPhone, for instance. And as of, what, yesterday? Very recent. It's been pulled from their App Store. Lots of people are upset about this. I know Derek J. Freeman on his Facebook page posted a picture of some guy who'd smashed the crap out of his iPhone. Marcus, you said you saw a video of someone shooting one with a rifle.
Yeah, I saw a story that actually posted three separate videos of people destroying their iPhones.
We're going to share the blockchain.info official response to Apple's very short-sighted and bewildering decision.
Yeah, it's really weird. Apple obviously has something against Bitcoin that they're not speaking about because they've been really harsh on all these Bitcoin apps by kicking them out. It's just that blockchain has been in there for a long time. And so now that's the last one to go.
So we're going to give you more information about that. Also, want to let you know, time's running out. You still have just over a week until Valentine's Day. And we've got some options that we're telling you about here on Free Talk Live. One of them is Sherry's Berries. The other is Pro Flowers. We'll tell you more about Pro Flowers a little bit later on. But between these two advertisers, you've got the solution for Valentine's Day. Now, to me, berries seem like the way to go. $19.99, giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. You can get over 40% savings or double the berries for just $10 more. What we're talking about here, white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. These are covered, chocolate-covered strawberries, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And they're beautiful, they're attractive, delicious. You can go to berries.com, and you have to use our code to get this special offer. Again, $19.99, starting at $19.99 for these freshly dipped strawberries. You use code FTL. And how do you do it? You go to berries.com, berries.com, click the microphone in the top right corner of the page, type in FTL, and that'll get you access to the deal. These are enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering berries. They're sending some to us here at the studio. I'm excited about giving Sherry's Berries a try because I've certainly heard a lot about them, and I don't think that you're going to be disappointed. So go to berries.com, use code FTL, and get your Valentine's Day shopping taken care of tonight with Free Talk Live and Sherry's Berries. Again, berries.com, use the mic in the top right, type in FTL to get the deal. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Robert is listening in Dayton, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hello. I wanted to mention something. I heard you were talking about jailbreak. Yeah?
Yes. But jailbreaking phones, yes.
Yes. I actually know about how people have used it for other apps other than the ones you're mentioning. Some people have used it for, like, Minecraft Pocket Edition before. So they jailbreak the phone so they can get, like, the modifications for it. Like,
oh, cheats? Expense. You're saying in a jailbroken phone you can get cheats for games?
Yeah. Essentially. Like, Minecraft's probably one of the more popular ones.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised about that. Some people will do whatever it takes to break the rules in a video game, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I was never one for cheat codes unless it was, like, to unlock, like, a character you can't really normally play in the game. And otherwise, I'd only go for the walkthroughs. But that's
Robert, already, thanks like, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So what he's saying is that some people will jailbreak a phone to do unscrupulous things in competitive gameplay.
That makes sense, because basically what you have is, you know, your phone is a computer, right? It's a very powerful computer, and it's set up in a way that you don't have access to a lot of things, but the apps do. If you jailbreak it, now all of a sudden you kind of have, like, the backdoor access, right, to all these things. So it makes sense that you would be able to do things like get a cheat for a game.
Because you could run apps that you otherwise wouldn't be able to acquire for the phone. So, like, a cheating app, you'd be able to run that and then run the game at the same time or something like that. Whereas the way I understand, and I've never used the iPhone, but the way I understand the system works is that one of the key differences between Android's Play Store, as it's called, and then the Apple App Store is that it seems like Google will just let anybody into the Play Store. Like, if you made your own homebrew app, that you could upload it to the Google App Store.
I believe that's pretty close to true. I've heard, and I Can't confirm, but I've heard that at least some things have been, you know, blocked out of the Play Store. But yes, it seems that it's much, much lower barrier to entry to get into the Play Store than to get into Google's app.
So there's good things about that.
Apple. Yeah.
There's good things about that, but also bad things. For instance, there was one time that I downloaded an app that was supposed to replace instant messengers, like Yahoo Instant Messenger or AOL Instant Messenger, and it turned out that app was a phishing app.
Oh.
And basically the job of the app, it did work as a messaging app, but the job of the app was to steal my passwords for Yahoo and then do who knows what with that information, because all of a sudden, after I got and installed that app and gave it my login information, I got a mysterious notice from Yahoo informing me that my account was being threatened.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That's interesting.
So that, you know, obviously there's no editorial approval, which is what Apple has with the Apple App Store. So, you know, one of the benefits of having an editor look at all these submissions to the store and say, oh, that one's good, this one's good, this one's good, is there may be a little bit more, I guess, quality control going on.
There's a vetting process that's going on, which is good and bad, right? Because fortunately, they do vet out, hopefully, these nefarious apps.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they get to make a call on just for whatever reason they want, right? Because they're in full control of it. No one else has control of the App Store. Only Apple has control of it. And there was an app, I believe a year or so ago, somebody commented about this online. It was an app that made farting sounds. And I guess it got banned, you know, because it was considered rude or crude or something.
Wow, ridiculous.
Yes, totally ridiculous. And I guess
no fun allowed.
Right, no fun. And it really is ridiculous that would be banned, but it was, and I guess people didn't really get too worked up about it. But, you know, that's the downside of, you know, having this type of situation.
Yeah, if the editor doesn't agree with your political philosophy, then, you know, you don't get anything like the blockchain app.
Right, so I'm pretty upset because I have an iPhone. It's actually the very first smartphone I've ever owned.
Oh, really?
Yes, is the phone I have now.
How long have you had it?
It's the iPhone 5, so
fairly new.
It's over a year old, I think. So I got it when it first came out.
So like $700 or something like that, $600?
Well, I don't remember what the price was, but I factored in the plan because you have to get it with a plan. So for me, I did get the most expensive one with the plan, because for me it was like a couple extra $100 more, but that was not a big price jump, because really the price of the phone is the entire plan, right? Because you're in that 2-year contract.
Well, now you're a big Apple guy. I mean, you've got two Apple devices within your arm's reach at the moment.
Right.
You definitely have a desktop machine at your house, if not more than one. So you said you're upset. We can come back with that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I understand there's a change.org petition that's being put together on this. People are pretty pissed.
Yes.
More on the way here. You can take control. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Join us. Bring up whatever you'd like here. And, of course, you can also find us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Marcus.
So lots to talk about, including more from the Edward Snowden interview. The half-hour-long German television interview that is being heavily restricted online. We've been playing it throughout the week. We'll get to some more of that here tonight. Plus, some new Snowden revelations have been revealed, and I've got another article from Wired about that. In fact, Wired is where we started the show tonight, with Marcus sharing a brief story about the fact that Apple has now, as of the last couple of days, pulled down the blockchain.info app, which was, until yesterday or so, the only Bitcoin-related app, the Bitcoin only Bitcoin wallet app that one could have through the Apple App Store on their iOS devices. People are livid about this. There's a petition. I just actually linked to the petition from change.org on our Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. So if you would like to sign said petition, it says, Apple, please allow Bitcoin wallets on the iPhone. We need a mobile Bitcoin client, and if Apple won't deliver one, we'll move to Android. So you may sign that if you like. Again, I linked to it on our Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link over to Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for Free Talk Live. So feel free to follow us in whatever way you feel is best. So I talked about Sherry's Berries earlier and the special deal that is being offered to Free Talk Live listeners. And Pro Flowers is also on board with Free Talk Live this Valentine's Day. Both companies are actually related. And so, you know, Valentine's Day is on the way. It's going to be here before you know it. You probably should just go ahead and take care of getting a Valentine's Day gift sooner rather than later. You don't want to forget about it. You don't want to wait until the last minute. Go ahead and lock it in now and get it delivered on the date that you'd like it delivered. And you want Valentine's Day delivery? That's not a problem with ProFlowers. ProFlowers.com, you can use our code there. There's a microphone in the top right. You click that, type in FTL, and you get this special offer. 1 dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99, or upgrade to 12 red roses with a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Now, of course, maybe roses aren't your thing. They've got all kinds of flowers and arrangements available at proflowers.com. Just make sure you use the code FTL so they know that you came from listening on Free Talk Live. They're quick, they're easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Or delivered earlier if you want. You can go there right now and schedule that. Of course, the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be to find any flowers at a price like this. It's unbeatable. And of course, if you've ever done business with ProFlowers before, if you're a longtime listener, you may very well have because they've advertised with Free Talk Live previously. They do a great job. We have some ProFlowers here in the studio, and they're fantastic. They look beautiful. They smell nice. You can't go wrong with flowers on Valentine's Day. So go to ProFlowers.com and get that 12 red roses with a free vase for $29.99 or upgrade to a premium ruby vase and the chocolates for just $9.99 more by going to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic, type in FTL, and you get the special deal, which, by the way, expires Friday at midnight. So time is of the essence. So we've been talking about the blockchain situation, blockchain.info, great website. I have a blockchain app and a blockchain wallet. I have it on my Android device. And apparently, if you already had the blockchain app on your iOS device, you can keep it.
Yes.
But you won't be able to receive any further upgrades to it.
Right. No updates through Apple. So when you download an app through the App Store, if there's any updates, they come right through this App Store right to your phone. You can even have it, you know, set to auto-upgrade your apps now. So you won't be able to have that with the blockchain app. And if you don't have the app yet, you can't get it now, which
right.
is a real shame because it's a great app. It works fantastically. And it's so easy, and it's really upsetting for especially me. I have a lot of Apple products. It's very upsetting that, you know, that they would pull this down because I've, you know, I've told people, other people to download it that have, you know, a number of people that I know that have iPhones that also have this app.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you are upset about this. Have you signed the petition?
I didn't sign the petition. I was thinking about contacting Apple in some way. I feel like I should do that.
Do they make that easy? I can tell you that when it comes to I've done some interactions with Apple previously. For instance, you know, we're on listed iTunes. Free Talk Live is listed on iTunes.
Right.
And there's been some, and I think we're also in their streaming. They list some streams, and so LRN and Free Talk Live streams are there too. But it can be difficult to reach out to Apple.
Yes, Apple is very difficult to reach out to, so I don't know exactly how I'm going to go about that. It's something I just felt I didn't do anything about it yet.
Are you just not a petition guy? Like, why not sign the change.org petition?
I looked at it briefly. I just didn't consider it too much. I might end up signing it. I'm not sure yet.
It's an easy thing to do. You know,
well, yeah, right. It basically says if you don't do this, I'm going to switch to an Android phone, which I'm not going to switch immediately. I'm going to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to think about this, and I imagine sure. they're going to get a lot of people contacting them over this.
You know, and also there's, you know, people are developing apps that'll work through your browser. You know, so basically mm-hmm. just like, so they can't stop that.
Which, of course, blockchain.info does work through a browser.
Right. But there's certain aspects of it that on the phone are really easy with scanning the QR and right. all that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet, but I'm dismayed, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty upset. You know, basically the way I see it is Apple, you know, did a lot of innovation over a good number of years, you know, with Steve Jobs at the front. And, you know, he's dead and gone now. And basically, you know, Apple is this gigantic corporation now, and they're very entrenched. And they're just kind of being a big, fat, lazy corporation now. I mean, a lot of what Apple over the last few years has been doing is they've been spending tons of money on legal stuff, right? Like going
suing
after
Samsung.
Yep, suing people and going after, you know, I think, you know, I read maybe a year ago or so that they were spending more money on legal stuff than on
R&D.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that I think, you know, it's not like Apple's going anywhere because they have some great products, but they're certainly...
This is a zinger. I mean, this is hurts.
And I don't see them innovating as much now. You know, I think that the innovation is going to slow down dramatically, and this kind of thing is just going to turn people off.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome if you'd like to share, 855-450-FREE. I've got the press release here from blockchain.info. And what is their official response to Apple's yanking of their app? They actually start with a quote from Apple.
Yeah, the quote's great. It's really great because they're basically like sticking it to Apple because it's an Apple quote, right?
Yeah, so here's what they say. This is Apple's quote. I don't know when it was quoted, but at some point in the past, Apple released this. Quote, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes. It sounds like marketing. It sounds
it was a commercial,
spot.
Yes.
The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And that was, again, from the Apple commercial. When was that? Did that come out?
I want to say that was probably about 10 years ago. But
say, sounds like within the last decade.
Yeah, but I can't remember specifically.
Blockchain, now Blockchain begins their commentary. Perhaps Apple should have added a disclaimer. Quote, as long as the rebels don't threaten our profit margin, unquote. The rebels no longer run the show at Apple Incorporated. The bean counters are now firmly in charge. On Wednesday, February 5th, that's yesterday, Apple attempted to strike a devastating blow to the Bitcoin ecosystem on iOS by removing Blockchain, the last remaining Bitcoin wallet app, from the App Store, offering no explanation and no opportunity to address any issues without any apparent change in circumstances other than the growing popularity of the independent and competitive payment system. Apple has eradicated their payment competition on iOS and left the Bitcoin space entirely to competing mobile OSs like Google's Android. We'll continue with Blockchain's official response to Apple and certainly welcoming your thoughts as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are you doing to respond to the Apple announcement? This is a like an earth-shattering announcement for people in the Bitcoin universe. And there's quite a few people in the Bitcoin universe. In fact, over 120,000 iOS device users, so it could be iPhone, could be iPad, users were using the blockchain.info app. And now you've got 120,000 angry, probably, angry users because they aren't going to get any further updates to this app because Apple has now pulled the app from their store. So anybody that turns on their iPhone, they just walked out of an Apple store with a brand new iPhone and they turn that sucker on and they go looking for the blockchain app. Sorry. It's been pulled.
Right. Now, Apple, I'm sure Apple didn't want to make any announcement about this at all. All they wanted to do was send a quick note to blockchain and say, like, hey, your app is not in the store anymore. That's the end of it, you know.
Because it works like that in this day and age, right?
Sure.
You can just brush things under the rug quietly.
And many apps have been taken down from the App Store and a lot of them don't get all the fanfare that this one is in particular.
Well, it's an indicator of how big the Bitcoin community is. There are a lot of people out there that, to them, Bitcoin's so important. This isn't just another app. It's not like you can't play Angry Birds anymore or something like that. This is a payment app. This is a network. The Bitcoin payment network is revolutionary. It's or evolutionary even. It's for those that don't know. I realize we've gone this far without really defining what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It is a currency that is not issued by a government or a corporation. It was created by someone named Satoshi Nakamoto, and that may be one person. It may be more than one person. We don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. It was just released to the world as an open source project, and it's since then, in the last 4 or 5 years, become an amazing phenomenon that has allowed people worldwide to send money to anyone they want to, anywhere in the world, in literally a second. You know, it doesn't take very long at all for a Bitcoin transaction.
Right. It's a digital currency and payment system. That's basically and in its simplest form, right? That's what it is.
And it puts the power of money into your hands instead of the hands of the issuer, because there is no bank or central bank or corporation that's in charge of this thing. And the government can't stop it because it's decentralized. It exists all over the place. You can take out one person with Bitcoin, but there's hundreds of thousands more people all around the world that are creating this network. So it's basically, it's unstoppable. And now, basically, essentially, it seems like Apple is doing the bidding of the man by trying to restrict people from accessing this network on their devices. So some people are really angry about it. There's a video that Johnson posted to his Facebook page that I will repost when we get a chance over on our Facebook, so you can see it for yourself. But it's called You Lose, Apple. This is for Round Peg and the Bitcoin community. And so apparently what happened was somebody made a post on Reddit saying that for every upvotes, every 100 upvotes his post gets, that he would give away a free Nexus to someone who smashes their iPhone?
Something like that, yeah. So he's going to basically, right, get you, and he put some parameters, I guess, said you have to make a video of it and show your face and this kind of thing. So there have been a number of videos already of people destroying their iPhones.
So here's a video of a man just smashing his iPhone with some sort of metallic object.
He's using a machete, I believe.
No, definitely not a machete. It's like the butt of something, and he just smashed the hell out of it. So he definitely has smashed that. And there's other ones, apparently a guy shooting an iPhone. We'll try to find some of the interesting ones and share them maybe during the top of the hour news break on our Facebook, Google+.
Yeah, so people are pretty serious. You know, they're upset. And the thing is, because Apple had banned these other Bitcoin apps, people knew that Apple was not Bitcoin friendly, and so they were really kind of had an eye on the blockchain app because it was the most popular and it had been in the App Store a long time. That guy's just hacking away at that on his iPhone.
So I'm going to read some more of the press release here. Blockchain, obviously very upset about this being the only app that was left on the Apple iOS devices. And now that's over. So they say that Apple's now eradicated their payment competition on iOS and has left the Bitcoin space entirely to competing mobile operating systems like Google's Android. These actions by Apple once again demonstrate the anti-competitive and capricious nature of the App Store policies that are clearly focused on preserving Apple's monopoly on payments rather than based on any consideration of the needs and desires of their users. Now, when he says, or when the, whoever the author is here, says Apple's monopoly on payments, do they have their own system? Their own payment?
I'm not so sure what exactly he means by that. You know, the reality is they have a monopoly on the use of the App Store, obviously, because they created it, and they're the gatekeeper for the App Store.
Right.
As far as payments, I'm not sure what exactly they mean by that.
The blockchain application is the same one that has been on the App Store for 2 years with more than 120,000 downloads, no customer complaints, and a broad user base. The only thing that has changed is that Bitcoin has become competitive to Apple's own payment system. By removing the blockchain app, the only Bitcoin wallet application on the App Store, Apple has eliminated competition using their monopolistic position in the market in a heavy-handed manner. So I understand that Apple, for instance, will sell you songs on iTunes. Is that what they're talking about
here? I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about here. I'm not going to speculate.
All right.
I don't understand
exactly. If you know more, please let us know what is blockchain referring to here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You know, me being an Apple user, I have the iPad Mini, I have the iPhone, I've got an iMac, and then for work I also have a MacBook Pro. And so I have a ton of Apple products, and I like them. I like them because they look good, they are very easy to use, they're very reliable. You know, I know that things are going to work, and they're going to look good, and everything's going to go quickly and smoothly. That's what I like about Apple, but as a company, they've certainly done things in the past that I've been annoyed with. And, you know, I've never been afraid to call them out for the things I don't like about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to be too much of a fanboy. I like to, you know, just say, like, I like their product. They make a good quality product. But the problem is, this is the problem right here, is where they're just being too heavy-handed and restricting the way that people want to use their phone.
Well, hopefully they'll listen to their users here and do the right thing and restore this app. But we've got Temper on the line in legal land, listening on Skype, or rather calling on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, part of the iTunes, I'm not exactly sure what it is. I think it's called the Apple Store on iPhone. I don't have an iPhone because I hate Apple. I've hated Apple for so long.
All right, we don't need to get into the Apple debate here, but what would did you want to say about this discussion?
Well, you know how you play these games, you know, Angry Birds or whatever, and you can either win or you can pay to get coins or credits or whatever to speed up build times or add more lives or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all done through the iTunes store. They have an API where you basically go through, and it's a payment processing system.
And okay, so what you're talking about is in-game purchases, right? So you download a free game on your phone, and then you get to a certain point and it says, hey, if you want to be faster or better, you just pay a little bit of money and then you can do that, right?
Yeah, and that's all done through the iTunes store.
So you're saying that Apple is taking a cut of every purchase that's made through a product that has come through the App Store?
Well, let me be fair. Apple's not the only person that's doing this. Android has the same setup and design, and so does the Windows Store, which nobody uses.
But how is it that this... how is it that the fact that the blockchain app exists competes? That doesn't compete in any way. Like, if I'm playing Angry Birds and I want to buy an upgrade or whatever, that's still going through the App Store. It's not like you can just bring up the blockchain app in the middle of the Angry Birds game and then figure out what, and you know, address to set. How does that compete with them?
Well, it could in theory. I mean, you could set up the game where it pauses and then it goes to the blockchain and uses Bitcoin.
Well, that presumes that the game would be set up to accept Bitcoin as well, which would require that. And how many of these games are set up to accept Bitcoin for in-game payments?
I would guess none.
I would guess very few.
You know, I wonder if... You know, because he brings up a good point. Maybe that's their concern, is that they don't want any games to get the idea that someone could use Bitcoin to do a
They see it coming, and they don't even want the option on the table.
They don't even want that on the table. And maybe that's a big part of it. I think you bring up a really good point.
Well, actually, it's technically part of their policies. Now, like I said, Android's the same way.
What's part of their policies? That they won't allow alternative payment systems?
If you have an application, it cannot accept any kind of payment except for through their store.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous.
Now, let me be fair, though. They're not the only ones that do that. The same policies at Android. If you have an Android, you're not supposed to take any payments except for through their marketplace, or I think it's called Play now.
Interesting. Thanks, Tepper, for sharing that and clearing it up for us. I really appreciate the info. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That is brought to you by ProXPN. There's a little bit more from Blockchain's press release. We'll share that coming up also. More on the Edward Snowden. There's some new revelations.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with Fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.